A ribbon cutting was held inside Shelters of Saratoga's brand new conference room Wednesday afternoon. Shelters! The conference room at SOS's 14 Walworth Street location, along with new space for a cooler and freezer downstairs, make up a new 720-square-foot expansion. SOS Executive Director Michael Finacci says the expansion will go a long way in providing confidential services to residents.
Prior to us having this, individuals, service providers would come in, meet with house guests, and they'd have to meet at the kitchen table or in the living room. And, you know, the confidentiality kind of goes right out the window when you're meeting in a public space.
SOS provides services to up to 35 residents. Another important part of connecting the formerly homeless to a permanent place to live or a job is an internet connection. Before the expansion, all house guests had to share one computer.
That's a very slow process. So we built in 3 computer workstations. So now we'll have the 3 computers, and it'll expedite things for the house guests. Things move a lot quicker.
SOS Board President Lynn Bradley says the expansion plan began about 3 years ago when the organization decided it needed new food storage.
The board said, well, why don't we, you know, make this more efficient in terms of office space and having counseling space? And so we started going down the road of talking to our architect and redrawing the plans for going from just a walk-in cooler with one grant to the whole room.
$100,000 was raised through donations and grants to make the project a reality. Meantime, with the colder weather here, Shelters of Saratoga continues its push to host a permanent daytime adult drop-in center, which now operates on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and to also find a permanent home for Code Blue. The Code Blue program opens its doors to the homeless on freezing nights, no questions asked. After some objection from local residents and after 2 years at the Salvation Army's Saratoga Springs building and 1 season at a church, Code Blue is ready to open at its new location at the Soul Saving Station on Henry Street. Mayor Joanne Yepsen, who helped organize the Code Blue program after the freezing death of a homeless woman in 2013, said the search will continue for a more permanent solution.
And I'm just grateful for the Shelters of Saratoga board and staff for taking this program under their wing, and so that we can be sure to continue it in our community.
Freezing temperatures are in the forecast next week. Reporting from Saratoga Springs, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.